Let's do the birthday scam. Call a woman who, this is her husband's idea. When they got married, she made him promise that he would never go to topless clubs again, and which he hasn't. But he thought, hey, this would be funny. We'll call and pretend we're from an all-nude club and that we have his wallet. He left it in there. Because every Wednesday night, she goes with her daughter somewhere out, and he goes out with the guys.
This is perfect.
So he's going to say all those Wednesday nights he's been going to this place.
Parental warning on this, by the way. Sensitive subject matter. Bad language.
Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Dave, please.
Mask is calling.
This is Bob. I'm calling from the from. We're on Spencer Highway. He was in here on Wednesday, I believe, and he left behind his wallet or credit card. And I just wanted to.
Is that a titty bar?
We're an all nude club. Yes.
Okay.
And so
he was in there Wednesday last night.
Yes. I guess the night bar, the bartender left me a note, and I'm just this happens all the time, and I'm calling to follow up, make sure they get it back.
On Spencer Avenue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Well, now I just had a question. Also, who is this then?
This is his wife.
Okay. there's also an outstanding balance. He has a tab here.
Of?
About $250.
From last night?
Yes. Should I just go ahead and run that on his credit card?
He don't have a credit card.
Oh, I didn't know what's in the wallet. So, see there.
He don't have a credit card, sir.
So what it was is it was a bar tab, obviously, and then he had three private dances.
That mother. Okay.
Well, now hold on just a second. Don't get off.
Can I just ask a question? Does he?
What?
Did
just
get
calm
my
down.
Number?
I don't know. I guess it was just here with a note. I don't know the bartender.
Who's your nighttime bartender?
That's Jerry.
Jerry who?
Jerry Smith. Now, didn't you know that he came here?
No, I did not know at all.
No.
No, yeah. I sure didn't.
Yeah, he's a regular.
He's a what?
I guess Wednesday night's his night.
When?
Where are you on Wednesday nights?
I'm visiting my daughter.
Oh, so then you guys go out separately on Wednesday nights.
Where
anyway.
Where is the sh** at?
Do you want to come and pay the bill, or...
No, actually, you know what, sir?
What?
I would like for you to keep that. I would like for you to keep that because tonight when he gets home, we will be over there to pick it up.
Hey, I have an idea.
Yes. Yeah.
Because maybe, you know, if you didn't want to pay the tab, maybe we could work out an arrangement. You could work it off.
Please tell me this is not Dean and Raj.
Okay, it's not Dean and Raj.
It's not. It's...
Jesus Christ. You guys, he put you up to this, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God, I feel like an ass. I listen to you guys every day, too.
Oh, no.
Well, that was a horrible prank, and he said he has not been there since you two have been together.
Oh, David, you're in trouble.
You made him promise that he would not go, right?
Well, he knows that I'm an old dancer, and he knows that I know what goes on in them places, and I told him if he ever went there, I'd leave him in a minute.
Well, you could have worked it off then.
No.
That wasn't so far-fetched.
No.
Love is a Christmas tree, but don't pick any old tree, you see. Some have long expired. Turn your house into a funeral pyre. And I watered that tree till the branches rose up higher. And it drank, but it kept on getting drier. Now it burns. This tree's on fire, this tree's on fire. Yeah. The heat from the smoke and pine melted my copy of Walk the Line. And I tried to save a boy named Sue. No. Cooked him too. The cat walked in, set my Christmas tree on fire. He climbed, hit some bulbs and tripped the wire. That's when I learned fern burns. This tree's on fire, this tree's on fire. All right now. smoking. I dove into my Christmas tree on fire, and I huffed, puffed, and spit, but the flames went higher. Boy, it burns, burns. Ouch, this tree's on fire. This tree's on fire. Put those horns down. Grab a hose. Oh, it's really burning now. Whoa, doggies.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. And it's another edition of Bizarre Sports Injuries.
Cool.
You know, where gifted athletes suffer weird and embarrassing injuries. And it may be the off season, but we have our first Major League Baseball injury. Rangers pitcher Martin Perez is expected to miss significant time because he injured his elbow after an incident with a bull. Now, the first thing you think of is that the bull stomped or gored him. No, the bull startled him and he fell on his elbow, fractured it, and had to have surgery.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what they say, Dean. You play with the bull, you get the horns. And you know what else they say? You play with the Rangers, you end up 23 games behind the Astros.
Yeah.
That's today's Wild Pitch.
Four.
Yeah, currently 65 in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center.
It went straight down the middle.
Hey,
started to hook just a little bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pallet has never been found to this day.
But if you like to play golf, this is a great golf package for you.
Well, or to watch it too, you know. It's one thing you see it on TV and it's already, it's just amazing to watch these guys, but you go watch them live. And hear, and see him tee off and see Phil and all these, you know, remarkable golfers. You realize they play a completely different game than us.
Yeah, I remember when we were shadowing Phil during a practice round, and we were right by the tee box where he was practicing on the 18th hole. And in between, he was complaining about Tiger. Remember that? We overheard him talking to somebody he was playing with about how...
Those two don't get along well.
How
that, well.
That he's the only player in the last, you know, 20 years that's been providing any competition to Tiger. This is before Tiger's meltdown.
Obviously.
But he's fun to watch. And then you have all the younger players now, right?
You know? Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. Jordan and Ricky and all those guys. So it's a great event. It's always a big deal. And, you know, the great thing about this package we have is not only tickets, too. The event, which is going to be at the Golf Club of Houston, March 29th through Sunday, April 1st, that weekend. You can get all the info and tickets for others if you want at HoustonOpen.org. But this also includes a parking pass, and that's a big deal. If you're caller 12, 713-343-1075.